Dear listener, before we start today's episode, I want to tell you about a resource I've created, which I want to share with you for free. I'll tell you what it is and how to get it. If you're not already writing tests for your Rails code, you're probably aware that testing can help you ship your work faster and with fewer defects. Because testing is such an in-demand skill, but since so few developers know how to do it properly, I've created a resource for you called The Beginner's Guide to Rails Testing. This guide is a short, downloadable book which answers the most common Rails testing questions that beginners tend to have, including, which testing framework should I use, RSpec or Minitest? What level of test coverage should I shoot for? What are the different kinds of Rails tests? What are all the Rails testing tools, and how do I use them? My guide covers these questions and several others. To get the Beginner's Guide to Rails Testing, go to railstestingguide.com. Now on to the episode. Hey, today I'm here with Yosef Radding, founder of Shuttle, a DevOps consulting company. Yosef, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jason.
Thanks for being here. You've been on the show a couple times before, but for anyone who's not familiar with you, can you tell us about yourself?
Yeah, so as you have so eloquently put, my name is Yosef. I am the founder of a DevOps consulting company called Shuttle. We work with a lot of clients to really help them embrace the mentality of DevOps and what that means for their businesses and whatnot. We take a platform product sort of approach. So when you engage with us, you're not really engaged in developing like a single infrastructure project, but rather we work with you to define a product that helps you meet your infrastructure needs.
Okay. And today we're going to talk about something called Courier Configuration Manager, which is this something you built entirely yourself, or did you build it with the help of some other people, or where did that come from?
Yeah, so Courier is a tool that Shuttle has built entirely in-house. It was born out of like this need that we saw at a lot of companies where they needed to connect to a database, or they needed to onboard new developers, or whatever it was, and they needed a way to really securely store that configuration, and also make that configuration easy to access and manage. Part of the problem with existing tools out there is that they're really complicated and really geared towards like operators. We don't really believe in operators at Shuttle. What we believe in is that everybody is the operator. They dog food their own thing. So making sure that things are easy to use is like our top line approach to whatever we build. So we built Courier to really enable and empower our clients and our customers to really focus on sharing these configurations securely, easy, and also deploying them. Another big issue that we saw with a lot of our clients is that in order to deploy a simple like database name change or a database password update, they would have to go and change their configurations in a .env file, or change how they're pulled into a .env file, and then do a whole deployment with their new configurations in order for those to take hold. The way that Courier handles it is that it subscribes for a notification. So when somebody saves the new configuration, it automatically updates all the running fleet for the new configurations. So that way you don't have to have any downtime. It notifies your application so you can handle it appropriately. And it really just enables you to move faster and manage these in an easy, secure manner.
And how would I think about this tool in the context of other tools that exist? So like when I hear the term configuration management without thinking about anything else, Things that come to mind for me are tools like Ansible or Chef or Puppet. And obviously this doesn't seem to be like apples to apples to those kind of things at all. So like if somebody were to say that to you, they say like, oh, when I hear configuration management, I think Ansible. How would you like shift that person's thinking to like make them understand this tool?
That's a great question. And we haven't really figured that out yet, to be honest. It is hard because you're right. Like that, those are the tools that come to mind, top of the mind. The problem is that we're not, like you said, not apples to apples. And things like Ansible or Chef or Puppet, they're really built for infrastructure configuration management, right? They're meant for you to be able to manage what your server configuration looks like, what your what database talks to what, or what server talks to what database, excuse me, or what does your database look like? What is the configuration of your database? That's what like those tools are really meant to solve. Where Courier comes in is really like, okay, you have an application and you have your infrastructure. How do you tell your application to talk to that database? Now, I know that Ansible has functionality to do that, but you have to learn how Ansible works in order to do that. And for a app, like an app developer in a company that doesn't set up an application like that, or you know, not every engineer knows how Ansible works. That is actually a really big challenge. Many companies are still set in the, and even big companies are set in the way where they have the infrastructure guys. Now they might have APIs that you can interact with and stuff like that, but like they're the infrastructure guys. They know how Ansible works. And the application developers know how their application works. And so in order, like it's been a bottleneck, and this is something that we've seen time and time again at Shuttle, is that when a application engineer needs to update a database password, for example, and then they have to go talk to the infrastructure guy in order to do that, that slows down development, and that's painful, which causes people not to want to do that very often, and which also causes more headaches down the line.
Okay. What would you say if I were to say this? If I were to say, okay, so first of all, it seems like Courier is more oriented around like secrets and stuff like that, whereas you said Ansible and tools like that are more oriented around infrastructure and stuff like that, which is obviously true. Would that kind of be, do you think, a right understanding that Courier is more oriented around secrets?
I would say that it has the capability and a huge focus on secrets and securely storing secrets. However, I would also be remiss to say that it's only for secrets.
It's more configuration management of all of your like environment variables and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's a better way of putting it. Is it's more about managing your environment variables in a way that is easy for application engineers to interact with.
Are there any like apples to apples tools out there that do like basically the same thing?
Yeah. So the closest thing that I find is Vault or HashiCorp Vault. If you're familiar with Terraform, they're also they're the same people who make Vault. Azure has their own offering. Google has their own offering. But they come with big caveats. In the case of Vault, it's actually very it's a big challenge to get Vault working on a team. It requires a team of engineers managing Vault. I think last I looked, Vault or HashiCorp has like a production offering of Vault, so that like you could just talk to them to get it working. But there's still a lot of overhead around like key management and things like that. And it's a non-trivial endeavor. Very, very similar to like how Terraform scales to many teams across an organization. Then there's like the cloud providers all pretty much provide provide their own solution for the same thing. But then you're stuck in the cloud provider's world. If you want to take out your database password, you have to go to Azure first to get your database password taken out. And none of these tools really solve the problem of a developer on their own machine wanting to pull down secrets and seeing what's running in production, or running those configurations on their own machine, or even just sharing their own configuration with a teammate.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. It is a little, so I use Ansible Vault for my configuration management, and it does handle setting that stuff up in production and saving and staging and stuff. And I conceivably could set it up to handle my local environment, but I haven't yet. So far, I'm the only developer, and so like I haven't had to, well, getting somebody else set up hasn't been so much of a concern, but that's probably a pain I would encounter as we add more and more people. So how does that work? Like, if I wanted to start using this tool, how would I actually go about doing that?
Yeah, so right now it's pretty much invite only, because like you said, it's there are tools out there that solves this, and for single developers it's really easy, but for teams it's important. And we have a lot of onboarding steps to do in terms of account setup and things like that. But if you go to www.courierconfig.com, you could contact us through there, and we could set up times to talk and walk you through the product. It is simple, so most of our conversations are honestly like less than 5 minutes to get it all working. But you know, just like to kind of walk through and say like, this is what the use cases are. You could also go to github.com/shuttle.io. /courier app, sorry. And there's some download links in there if you want to play with it, in the README on there. You could play with Courier through that as well.
What about from like a high level conceptual standpoint? Like, say somebody already has it, how would they go about like starting to use it?
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, it's actually really, really simple. First, you log in, create an account. You create an application, and then inside of your applications, you can create multiple environments. You know, those environments could be prod, staging, Jason's local, Yosef's local, things like that. And then inside there, that's where you put your configurations. So you put your configuration name and a configuration value. You save it. It encrypts it locally on your own machine. So that way it's secure, sends it to our application encrypted, stores it encrypted, and then when somebody else wants to pull it down, it'll download it and then say, okay, well, I need to decrypt this and decrypt it on our machine. So from end to end, the configuration is completely encrypted. Then to run it for an actual application, all you really have to do is run courier exec, and then the name of the application and the environment you want to run, --, the command you want to run. And then it'll throw all of the configurations from that application and environment directly into your application as environment variables.
Okay. That makes sense. And just out of curiosity, what tools did you use to build this tool?
Yeah. So, actually, it's kind of funny because the tools were all they kind of run the gamut. We followed an API first design, since this is a tool that is primarily for enterprise users. Having that is really important to allow anybody to really interact with the API. The API is in GraphQL using Apollo and Node.js and Docker running on AWS. Then we have for the client configuration or the client tool, the CLI, it is running in Go. But then we also have a desktop application that is run using Electron. And so we actually wrote a Go Electron app, which is actually really cool. And I really like the way that it works.
What is Electron?
Electron is the Node desktop run app. It basically lets you write a website and then have it run as like a native application It's what Slack uses for their desktop application. Visual Studio Code is also an Electron app. Essentially, it's just running a Chrome window.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, I had heard of that, but I forgot what it even was. Okay. And say somebody wants to learn more about this and maybe even try it out and stuff like that. What would they do? Basically, those steps that you described earlier, going to the website and reaching out to contact you?
Yep. So you could always go to www.courierconfig.com. Read more about it there. Contact us through that. You could also go to shuttle.io/courier app on GitHub and download it there. Or you could reach out to me personally at yosef@shuttle.io.
Okay. All right. Well, Yosef, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Sure. Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.